Welcome, everyone. You've made it to Citizens Climate Lobby and Citizens Climate Lobby Education video training on how to schedule a meeting with a member of Congress. My name's Amy Bennett, and I am the Director of Congressional Liaisons and Lobby Days. We've got some new information to cover. We've learned some new things over the past 10 years, so we will be covering some updates. We'll be going over terms and acronyms, decision points, the software that we use for lobby days in Washington, D.C., the meeting request process itself. Since this is a recorded training, we're going to mention how to ask questions. Of course, that's contacting me, Amy, at citizensclimate.org, and I'll mention that again at the end. And I want you all to know that we'll have a summary posted on CCL Community and the video on CCL Community, as well as a copy of the sample request, so you don't have to jot down too many notes. Terms and acronyms. A constituent is a person who's registered to vote in the district. So if you're the liaison for California's 3rd District and you're mentioning that a constituent can attend the meeting, it would be someone registered in that particular district. If you're making an appointment for a senator in California, then the person, of course, needs to be registered to vote in California. If you're mentioning it's a constituent. MOC, that's a member of Congress in either the House or Senate. The scheduler is the congressperson's staffer who sets meetings with the member, him or herself. This, as opposed to when you want to schedule a meeting with a staffer, you would email the staffer directly. So we're going to get more into this shortly. A face-to-face meeting is a meeting with the member, him or herself, and that is set by that staff person called the scheduler. A staff-level meeting might be with a district director, legislative director, energy, tax, or environment aid, and these meetings are generally set by contacting the staffer directly, not the scheduler. Again, that's kind of new information for you. Location might be in District of Columbia, D.C. The legislative director or the energy aid, tax, or environment aid generally have their offices in Washington, D.C., and the congressman will be there when the Congress is, quote, in session. An in-district meeting is at the local level. That might be in the state or district, depending on if this is a House or Senate member. The district director is usually in the district and in that local office. And the Congress member, him or herself, might be there on weekends or during what's called a congressional recess. A couple of myths I'd like to bust. The first is the liaison, as the main point of contact, does usually make the appointments with the member of Congress. But if they're busy or they have a co-liaison and delegate it to that other person, that is fine. The other myth I'd like to dispel is to make the appointment, you don't necessarily need to be able to attend the appointment. And that's often the case when we have lobby days in DC. Some liaisons aren't able to make the trip, but you can still make the appointment. A few things you need to decide ahead of time. What type of meeting do you want to request? Because the process is different, and this is very much updated information from what you might have heard in the past. We used to suggest always ask for the face-to-face. But now we realize we've got to be realistic. Is a face-to-face meeting possible? Did you recently have a face-to-face meeting with the member? Would a staff-level meeting be more productive? Because staff often can give you more time. So think about those before you draft your request. And then also think about their inboxes. The DC staffers and the district staffers are very, very busy people, so we don't want to send requests to the wrong place. If you're the appointment setter, if you're the liaison or not the liaison, if you're going to take on a particular appointment, are you able to check your email and spam file regularly? This is about a 6-week to 2-month process. So you want to be available to check your email regularly. Are you available to contact the MOC or the member of Congress's office as needed, in fact, quite promptly if they respond to your request? And for Washington, D.C. meetings, are you able to use the online log regularly? And we're very happy to coach you on that. Now, for our lobby days in D.C., we do use scheduling software. The picture on the right is how we used to do it by hand back when we had 25 meetings or 35 or 45 meetings in one day on Capitol Hill. Now that we're up to lobby days with over 500 meetings, we're very thankful that we have a computer program to help us, but we need your help with it. The computer program prioritizes liaisons and constituents to be in meetings, but because we have over 500 meetings, it would be almost impossible to do this without using this program, and with completely impossible without your input. Now, here's a little snapshot of the process. About 2 months before lobby day, we're going to send liaisons or appointment setters an email with a link asking you, are you making the appointment in DC or not? And we'd like you to respond either way, whether you are or aren't. Second, then you'll receive, if you say yes, you'll receive a custom link, and that's to the log just for your member and just for that particular lobby day in DC. Again, we don't use the log for in-district meetings. Third, we ask that you regularly give us status updates. Things can really slip through the cracks easily. And because this is such a large event and a coordinated event, we'd like to get regular updates from you, oh, say every couple of weeks. Then we do have deadlines, especially a few weeks prior to lobby day. We really need an update on whether or not the meetings come in and what you think is going to happen. What if it is getting close to lobby day? So for DC lobby days, if you think the meeting is going to be set less than 12 days or about 2 weeks before lobby day, we need your determination on whether you think the appointment's going to get set in those last few days. In that case, we refer to this as a to-be-determined meeting, and we set it as a to-be-determined meeting, and we ask you to use the log and let us know that. That way, we can schedule people into the meeting knowing that we think it's going to get set, even though it hasn't been set yet. Or maybe the member's retiring, or he's ill, or you just know that the meeting is not going to get set. We're still going to set the meeting as delivery only. In other words, we know that there's not going to be a meeting, but we're going to assign several people, hopefully constituents, to drop by the office on lobby day to deliver our resource materials and our ask. So this is where we need your help about 2 weeks in advance of lobby day. Here's the request process. Several months in advance, we think it's great to do a little research with your chapter or neighboring chapters and find out who do you think might be able to attend and who for sure can attend. You can't always figure this all out, but it's better to ask and have an idea than not. It'll help your request process. We want to confirm who can make the request. If you're going to be out of town or unavailable, then maybe you can suggest someone else. We'll send you an email and we'd like you to respond. Then you're going to call the member's office and ask what their preferred method is to request a face-to-face. And of course, if you're asking for a face-to-face, you're also going to ask for updated information on staffers in the office. Staffers do move to other offices quite often, so you might want to just confirm the scheduler and the aide that you work with is still in the office and get their email address if it's a new person. One thing we've realized is, of course, we want to follow their preferences on how to make the request. Some offices are very, very particular, especially about face-to-face requests. So, for instance, if they suggest that you use their web form on their website, then you want to do that. Some offices will request an email directly to the scheduler, but whatever they suggest, do that as your first step. If you're declined a face-to-face and request a staff level meeting, then you pivot and go ahead and make the request directly to the staffer. Keep an eye out for their communication style. You know your member best, so watch how they like to communicate. Most of the time is through emails, brief emails, and then sometimes they'll let you know how far in advance they will set the meeting. Sometimes it's just a week or two, but sometimes they'll set it a month in advance. You also want to be a squeaky wheel, but a friendly squeaky wheel, not too squeaky. I really like to remind everyone to keep correspondence very brief and succinct. They are so busy in Washington and in the local offices. And staff also read their emails oftentimes on a small phone. and they read it in a coffee shop, they read it on the bus, in the subway, on an escalator. So the briefer and the more succinct you can be, the easier it makes it on the staff who are processing all these emails. They receive thousands of them. We've also learned that it's best to send the emails just to one person. If you send it and copy somebody else, that's setting yourself up for maybe not getting any response at all. Also, it's clogging up more than one email box. Some points to cover. Your request should have a very short appreciation. You know, that's the CCL style. And identify if you're a constituent. That makes you a more important person for their office. And what's in it for me? Describe the reason for the meeting. So you might want to keep it local if you can. Mention a local or personal impact. You want to maybe give a brief one sentence or two sentence description of our policy to remind them of carbon fee and dividend. If you're going to have a resource such as our regional economic modeling report or the HIS household impact report or the Yale public opinion maps, mention that. And describe the agenda or the topic you'd like to discuss in a way that interests them. What else to cover? If you know the attendees already, definitely mention them. This will move your request along. But a golden rule is never to promise a constituent unless you're sure a constituent can attend. In fact, for face-to-face meetings, you pretty much have to have a constituent attending. If you don't have a constituent or you're pretty sure you're not going to have a constituent, I would not even consider a face-to-face and instead request a staff-level meeting. Now here's a sample request. You don't need to write this down. It'll be posted on Community. It's only about 160 words. So the first paragraph is identifying yourself and maybe an appreciation. The second paragraph is CCL's market-based carbon fee and dividend, and what the topic is going to be. And lastly, the specifics of the date range. We actually prefer Senate meetings in the morning and House meetings in the afternoon for Washington, D.C. For in-district meetings, it's whatever works for you in the office. And also for Washington, D.C., we like to have meetings at the top of the hour if possible because it allows our folks who are coming to D.C. to get multiple meetings in on Capitol Hill. You always want to end your email with a request for action. I look forward to your reply. And maybe in a follow-up, you can even suggest a time. Would 3 o'clock work, or can you suggest another time? You don't want to say 3 o'clock only, but if you suggest that in a way that makes it easy for them to reply, yes, 3 o'clock would work. That's an easy thing for them to do when they're taking an escalator ride. They could just type that right in, and then you've got your meeting. As far as follow-up, think about whether or not the office responded to you about when they'd get back to you, and then respect that. If they say they're going to get back to you in a couple of weeks, then give them a couple of weeks. If you don't get any reply within a week or two, no reply at all, be sure you check your spam file, and then you might resend the original request. And again, balance polite persistence with just not being annoying. Too many emails can be something that they won't respond to. Now, what if you've tried several times and they don't get back to you? Well, here's a culprit. I call her the spam culprit. So if you have not heard anything, I like to give the staffer the benefit of the doubt. So here's what I do. I call the office and I mention I'm Amy from Citizens Climate Lobby. And could I leave a message for staffer Jane Doe, whoever that is? And then they'll send you to that person's voicemail and I'll just leave a message saying it's Amy@citizensclimatelobby.org. So the staffer has my email. And I say, I've sent you a few emails, but I think they're going to your spam. I'm going to resend them. So could you check and make sure that you get it today? Okay, that does a couple of things. Again, it gives the staffer the benefit of the doubt that it's gone to their spam. And secondly, when they do go to check their email, it'll be either at the top of their email box or at the top of their spam file. It usually works. Yay, the day comes when you get your appointment. Always reply and accept the offer unless it absolutely won't work. Repeat the day, date, and time because it's very easy for either us or the staffer to mix up a Monday and a Tuesday or a particular date. So by repeating it, that's just a good practice. Give the names and hometowns of the attendees if you know them. And if you're requesting a face-to-face, if you know of at least several constituents that are for sure attending, you can list those names. You won't actually get a full list for Washington, D.C. until the Thursday before Lobby Day, and then you'll get an email with everyone who's been assigned to that meeting. If you have materials that you would like to send ahead of time, you might want to send them with a little reminder just a few days in advance. This is something we've learned, that they don't want them 2 months in advance or a week or over a week in advance, but maybe 3 or 4 days in advance. So it's perfect timing to send a little reminder that we're looking forward to meeting you. Here's some materials we'd like to review, but I would not request a reply from them. They're just too busy. Then after your meeting, please submit your minutes, your meeting minutes at citizensclimatelobby.org/minutes. So that's it for today. If you have questions, please feel free to email me at amy@citizensclimate.org. And thanks for joining today.